It's never an easy process agreeing on public funding for a professional sports venue. Recently, we saw the back and forth between state lawmakers and those from Metro Milwaukee over a new Bucks arena. Years before the Bucks needed a new home, legislators hashed out a deal to build Miller Park for the Milwaukee Brewers. Back then, Tommy Thompson was governor. He spoke about the struggle in 1995.
I can assure you that there were many fights in which the city walked away, the county walked away, the state walked away, and the Brewers walked away. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but many times. And you know what happened? Every time somebody walked away, they would call us up the next day and says, "Let's try again."
It's now been nearly 20 years since lawmakers passed legislation creating the Miller Park Stadium tax. It added a 0.1% onto the local sales tax. The result is that consumers in five counties pay about $11 per person annually. Originally, the debt was projected to be paid off in 2014, but Mike Duckett says the economy changed. Duckett is executive director of the Miller Park District.
The sales tax was set up originally projecting a 5.5% growth rate in the sales tax. The legislature then understood the tax would be collected for approximately through 2014 to 2018, somewhere in that window.
Collections over the last 10 years have fallen $132 million short, according to Duckett. He says two factors are largely responsible. One is that more sales have moved online, where it's difficult to collect taxes, and two, the lingering effects of the Great Recession.
We're seeing about a 2% growth rate this year over last year in spending and retail sales and sales tax collections. So it still isn't great. It's not the kind of growth that we saw more than a decade ago.
As for people comparing the situation here with the fact that the Lambeau Field tax is already retired, Duckett says the two cases are actually quite different.
So as Lambeau Field District also imposed a 10% ticket tax on all tickets for events at Lambeau Field. Miller Park has no such ticket tax.
Duckett says he understands people are beginning to question whether the Miller Park tax will ever end, and he assures them it will, and he can't wait for the day.
There's skeptics that say we'll never retire the tax, but that is our district board. They're appointed officials that work as a volunteer for the community, and they are just dedicated to protecting the taxpayers and retiring that tax.
The tax is now projected to sunset in 2020. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.